Thank you, Meredith. This from Luke Snell. If the swimming is on this weekend, Wisp, it'd rate better than the grand final. And you probably would not disagree, given the dearth of live sport going on at the moment. The
and
NBA
Gary,
will
this,
be back, though. Yeah.
Yes, sorry. It will. Just quickly, in the what about this as an idea for a show, The Swimming Island. They get Scotty Miller, Neil Brooks, Grant Hackett, and Jeff Hugel all together on an island somewhere training. Now yeah, I've got your interest.
That'd rate better than the swimming that you're proposing. We must move on, though. The NBL Commissioner, Jeremy La Liga, has been good enough to join us this morning. Big news was kicking around on Friday. You were up and about this, Tim. Excited that LaMelo Ball, our great friend, may be coming back and actually buying the Illawarra Hawks. Jeremy's on the line to sort us out there. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thanks very much, guys. Yeah, it was big news for a moment there, and it would have been even bigger had it been accurate.
Did it catch you by surprise?
Did catch us by surprise. A few people got a little bit ahead of themselves there, but it's worth pointing out. I mean, we have had good discussions with LaMelo and with his management and with Tory Lavelle, who's a local businessman in Wollongong, who I guess has been a proponent of putting that consortium together. Yeah, they are one of a number of parties that we're talking to.
So where is it at right now then? If that hasn't gone through, if that transaction hasn't gone through, where are we at right now?
So the company has been put into voluntary administration. The league has taken back control of the license. We're standing behind any outstanding player entitlements to make sure that everyone's made whole for this current season. And then we'll run a process to find the next owner. We're committed to ensuring that Illawarra remains in the NBL and it goes. It remains there for a long and fruitful future. We don't want to see any club go under as a result of the coronavirus. And as I said, there are a number of parties interested, including LaMelo Ball and his management, and we're continuing to have discussions with them.
I read an article. Sorry, Gary.
Go on, Wisp. No, you go, mate. Go on.
I was going, the US buyers, I read this article at the weekend, Jeremy. US buyers are lining up for these Australian teams. This guy by the name of Andrew Klein's the founder of Park Lane. Are you getting a lot of interest from America to buy an NBL franchise?
We are. And since I guess this process, not even since the process got underway, but since LaMelo Ball's team made those comments, we've had another two or three expressions of interest from very significant offshore investors, as well as probably another two or three locals who have put their hands up to show interest as well. And these are really well-credentialed individuals and organisations. So it's a very promising sign. I think it's symbolic of the fact that everyone knows that we're going to come out the other side of this thing and still be very viable. And we're really excited by what the future may hold.
Is there a cautionary play here, Jeremy, in terms of too much overseas investment in the NBL?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're not rushing into anything. I think there's a lot to be said for offshore investors being partnered with local investors. I think that's a really nice marriage, particularly given our sport and that it is, it was invented in Canada, yes, but most people regard it as an American sport. So having those ties into the industry in the US is actually very significant. It's not just about the cash, it's about the strategic ownership of these clubs. And having a number of existing NBA players already involved, you've got Sean Marion with the Breakers, guys like Zach Randolph at Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Those have proven to be very, very productive partnerships, and they're only minority interests from an ownership point of view, but they're really important in terms of the doors that they open into the US basketball scene.
Hey, Jeremy, what does this mean for the expansion into Tasmania? Is that still very much on the cards? What can you tell us? How can you update us there?
Well, as you know, the NBL and Tasmanian government announced in February our intention to introduce a team in Tasmania. So it would be our 10th team, and they were to join in the 2021-22 season. In order to achieve this, there was a commitment by the government to upgrade the Derwent Entertainment Centre. These works were intended to start later this year so that they could be completed in time for October 2021. Now, obviously, a lot has happened since we made that announcement in February, and like all governments, Tasmanian government has its hands full at the moment dealing with the effects of coronavirus, and their priorities obviously will have shifted as is prudent and as we would expect. And I guess at this stage, it's too early to say whether or not things may be delayed, but we're certainly still excited about the prospect of a 10th team, it being located in Tasmania, and certainly we're of the view that they deserve a team down there, and we'd love to see that come to fruition as soon as possible.
Hey, Jeremy, just one final question for me. If I come to you and say, look, I'm an interested buyer of one of these NBL teams, do I then have to open my private accounts to show you, the NBL, that I've got the money and I can back my interest in my deal?
Yeah, that's essentially right. So I guess the difference in our league and our clubs being privately owned is that the fortunes of the club rise and fall with the fortunes of the owners, and so we need to make sure that there is the financial wherewithal there to be able to keep pace with the competition. So we do our due diligence pretty carefully, and also these days we ask for reasonably substantive, I guess, guarantees from owners that they will stand behind the liabilities of the clubs to make sure that players are protected, and that, you know, the era of owners coming and going from the NBL is gone, or at least the era of clubs coming and going is gone. We want to make sure that these things are sustainable. The people are investing in them with the opportunity, knowing that there is some capital growth there to be had, and we've experienced that reasonably successfully over the last few years. But yes, we need to make sure that these people have deep enough pockets that we know they're not going anywhere.
And last question, Jeremy, if Tim and I were interested in putting together a little consortium, what sort of numbers are we looking at to buy the Illawarra Hawks?
Oh, look, it differs for every team. If you're talking about the Hawks in particular, you know, I wouldn't want to put a number on it because it's not just about a purchase price. It's more, it comes back to the point I was just making, it's more about the strategic positioning of the owner, the fact that you often need to get the right consortia of people together in order to make it actually viable. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the wealthiest person in the world, if you come on board, buy a license, and then don't bother to fund that license because you lose interest in it and it's not your pride and joy, then you're the wrong person. So I would much rather have someone in there who's, you know, really keen on the sport, growing the club and making the right decisions.
Probably not us. But we're supporters of the NBL, but I think Tim would lose it. He'd want to move on pretty quickly.
Well, we've got Brian. We've got Brian Gorgian interested. He's going to coach the team. We've got Andrew Gaze, who's going to be his assistant coach.
Got Alistair Lynch, the screen specialist. He's involved.
Exactly. There's some side benefits here, Jeremy.
There are. I reckon that sounds pretty appealing, guys. Maybe we should have a chat offline, I think.
We will. We'll chat after the show. Hey, thanks for jumping on, mate. Really appreciate it. And in some ways, I know you didn't get your full playoff away, but you did get the vast majority of your season away, and the NBL continues to grow, and that's a great thing.
Good on you guys. Appreciate it.
Jeremy LaLiga, NBL Commissioner there. Wisp, that Tassie team, that might just be another year or two away, isn't it? And we can understand if they can't build the